Guys, welcome to another episode of Peter Talk with your girl. I remain your host, Omotola. It's season 2, baby. I'm so excited. This is the first episode of the second season of this podcast, and I'm here for it, guys. I'm definitely here for it. It's been a while since I dropped an episode. It's been almost 2 years, and I'm just grateful to be back. I'm happy to be back, to be doing this thing that I love so much. Okay, I am happy to be back. I'm so grateful to God that He has kept us all to even be here today. It's a new month. Happy new month, guys. I'm just happy, and happy Independence Day, Nigeria. Today, we're going to be reviewing some TV shows that I watched recently. Some of them, a lot of you might have watched it before, but me, I'm just watching it. But then, not really recently, Sha. I might have watched some like a month or two ago, but I'll start from like the most recent to like the least recent, something like that. I don't know if you all get me. So the first show that we're going to be talking about is The Real Housewives of Lagos. I think this is the last episode that came out should be the first episode of the second season. The first season was last year. I mean, the cast this year is like looking nice. 5 of the ladies are back. And then they added like 2 more ladies to them, so like 7 cast members. I think 7 cast members. Like Yabo is there, Yabo Ojo, Tanya Motayo, Faith Maori, Tiana. That's the Tiana Toyinlawani of Tiana Place Empire. Miriam, I don't know that one's surname, and Choma Goodhair. Then Laura Ikeji. Choma Goodhair. I have something against that one, yeah, from last season. I don't know if you guys saw the season one, but then I loved the season one. The season one was completely giving, just all drama. And I was like on Caroline and Choma's side. I was like, okay, girls, I loved Caroline and Choma. I was on their side until Choma decided to do my girl dirty. Like, Choma threw Caroline under the bus, and I did not like it. Like, I think Caroline and Iyabo, I don't know if you guys have watched it, but Caroline and Iyabo had an issue towards the ending of last season. After a season-long friendship, Caroline and Iyabo had an issue. And then instead of Choma to be like the mediator and all of that, she was telling Caroline to apologize. Yes, Caroline was in the wrong. We get that. She's not telling Caroline apologize to Iyabo and all of that. And Caroline was like, she doesn't want to apologize. But then because Caroline like probably respected Choma, she decided to apologize. And Caroline apologized to Iyabo only for Choma to come. Choma, that's Caroline's friend. Iyabo was even there. Choma now said, Caroline, you did not mean the apology, blah, 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 blah. I say, really? Why would you do that to your friend? Like, if she doesn't mean the apology, she apologized because she wanted peace. Like, fuck it. Just let it be. Like, it's like me coming to say, Claudia, I don't know if you guys remember my friend from the first episode of this podcast. Her name is Claudia. And it's like me being like, Claudia, you did not mean that apology. And I'm like saying it in front of the person that she was apologizing to. That's fucked up. Like, that's why I don't like Choma. I don't think Choma is loyal to anybody apart from herself. But she's probably loyal to Iyabo. But I don't know why she likes Iyabo. She and Iyabo, they have something going on. One kind of like mentorship. I don't know what is there, but then they look really close. They look really close. And it's okay, Sha. I'm happy for them. So, this season, 2 new ladies were introduced. Faith Maori and Tanya Omotayo. Tanya is so beautiful, but that aside, Faith, I feel like Faith is going to be stepping on actual toes this season. Like, Faith is here for drama, Faith is here for war, Faith is not letting, she's not keeping anything back. I mean, 6 feet Amazon queen, don't play. So this last episode, they had this distress event, and it was Miriam's event, and she was like, okay, everybody come, just casual and all of that. You would not believe that Faith wore a dress that had one kind of long train. When I saw the dress, I was like, Kilele, what is this? Hey, I knew that they would eat out, because that's like no. Don't get me wrong, though, the dress was nice. The dress was fine. Like, I mean, I would love to see that dress on the movie premiere red carpet, or maybe the red carpet of an award show. But then she wore it. I was like, okay. I knew that the ladies were going to. I knew that the reaction. And immediately she walked in, the ladies reacted exactly how I predicted that they would react. Especially Yabo. Yabo was just like, You never say you want to come and intimidate us. I was like, okay. I was like, of course. That first day, I know that she has already entered some people's black book. Like, some people don't like her. But then I like Faye too. She's almost like trauma. She's giving confidence. She's giving beautiful. She's giving, I know what I'm worth. And I like that. That's very, very important for any woman to know your worth, to know what you bring to the table. Like, I mean, she knows all of that. And it's just good. And I feel like she's taking the crown from trauma and being overdressed. You know, trauma is unlike to be overdressed last season. I think that she's really going to take over that crown and be like the one that is like overdressed to every event from now on. And maybe she'll take the late coming flag to Sha. But we don't know. Watch and see. And then Chomana asked Faith for her age. I was like, no, girl, you don't do that. You don't do that. Like, I don't think anybody should ever like directly ask a woman, what's your age? That's so rude. That's very rude. Especially for someone that you're just meeting for the first time. Like, what's your age? That's so rude. If you're not comfortable with somebody, just go to Google and Google it. Obviously, Faith is a famous person, so you probably see it on Google. Why ask her directly? I feel like Choma was looking for something there. That's why she deliberately did that. And then my thoughts on Tanya Motayo. Tanya is very quiet, but you know these quiet people, they be like having a lot of things in their mind, and the day they open their mouth, you'll be shocked at what will come outside. I feel like Tanya is like a ticking time bomb. Like, with time, she would explode. Yeah, that's how I feel. And then last season I did not like Laurel because of the way she was, like because of her arguments with Caroline and Choma. I didn't like Laurel. Like I said earlier, I was really in for, I don't know why I'm losing my breath, guys, but then, okay, we can do this. I was really like not liking Laura last season because she was really against Caroline and Choma for reasons best known to her. But this season, oh my god, I'm like, Laura is so beautiful. She's glowing, she's shining, she's giving love, she's giving I'm here for peace, she's giving I'm not fighting this season, I'm not getting physical and all of that. So I'm like, okay, some people are changing. Like, I'm like, that's cool, that's really nice. And I'm here for Laura. I feel like I'm going to be like Laura. I'm going to like Laura this season, just laid back and watching all the other women. Hey, Jesus Christ. all the other women have their drama. I'm just going to be laid back and watching all the other women have their drama, whatever that is. So, but like I said before, Yabo is actually looking for trouble this season. I don't know if I said it, but Yabo is actually looking for trouble this season. Like, I mean, Yabo, like, literally, like, she was stepping on Faith's clothes. Like, she was even saying Faith clothes, Faith step. She was stepping on Faith's train, and then she was saying that how will I explain it? Faith's tail, exactly. The tail of her outfit, not train. I'm sorry. She was stepping on Faith's tail, and then she was just making it such, like, I don't know, she was really doing too much. I really didn't like it. I expected more from Yabo, and I feel like Yabo is going to be like the Laura of last season. Yabo is literally looking like she's hunting for drama, hunting for war. Like, she's really hunting for it this season, and that's less, but then that's her business. Well, I want the drama though. I want the drama, I want the fights, I want the arguments. And I love that. I'm just sad that Caroline is not coming back this season. And then, I don't know. If you guys have not watched this episode, go and watch it. This is probably the first thing that you would notice after, like, they've introduced all the women. When Yabo and Choma were talking, Choma was like, she still respects Tiana. Because Choma and Tiana had, like, a fallout during the reunion episode last season. So Choma was like, she still respects Tiana. But Tiana's husband, she detests that thing. She says she detests him, and nobody should bring that thing near her. I say, ha, somebody's husband thing is all right. Nothing to say. But then that's crossing so many lines. And then I feel like if Tiana hears it again, I'm even thinking that Tiana will even drag her online, just that she has not started dragging, so maybe she's not doing anything. And then I'm waiting for this part that was on the trailer, this part where Fitmore was telling Miriam with your raccoon face. I couldn't wait to watch that episode, and I feel like this season 2 has a lot of content. I see it being better than the previous season, and I'm just here for it. I'm going to be reviewing every episode as it's happening. I'm going to try one time I'm going to even try to do like a live review, but then you guys won't get to see it. But then from that live review, I'll be able to know my actions, and I'll put it into the recording of the next episode. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. So moving on, the next series I want to review is She Must Be Obeyed. Oh my god, that series just dropped on, I think, on the 29th of September. I'm completely in love with it. It's giving everything that it's supposed to give. Characters, everything, everybody's living up to their role. Everybody's just living high class. Like, even V, like, you would never know that this is V's first time as an actress. Everything is on point, everything is going according to how it's supposed to go. I just completely love it, and I'm not going to really go into details because I want you guys to go and see that series. It's new. Go and watch She Must Be Obeyed. Then maybe next week I'll give like a complete review of that series. But there's one person I'm going to talk about though from that series, and that is Cisco. Oh my god, I love Cisco. Like, Cisco is like, hey Gary, are you? I love Cisco. I don't think anybody would have played Cisco better than Aka Nani. Like, Aka did so well. Of course, Aka is, I don't know if you guys know Aka. You know Aka from Jennifer's Diaries. He acted a similar role in Jennifer's Diaries. He was Funke's personal assistant or the shop manager. No, he was the shop manager or something in Jennifer's Diaries. So yeah, Cisco is really good. And that series I've watched recently is Young Royals. I love Young Royals. I don't know, I feel like a lot of people will not really be into this series, but then I love this show, which is so sweet. It's like about it's about a prince, but then he was not really the heir, but then eventually became the heir to the throne. I think of Switzerland, of the whatever kingdom that they are shot from. He was the heir, and then he was gay, and then the person that he now loved was not now royalty, and on top of the person was now poor. So it was like, I feel like you already get what the story is going to be like. But then I really liked it. I liked their love story. They even released their sex tape one time. But then whatever, Sha. Young Girls is good. I love it. Then another series that I like is The Witcher. The thing about this The Witcher is that everybody will be surprised. I watched The Witcher this year. And it's so stupid because I tried watching it last year. I was not just getting into it. The first episode was not giving at all. I was not really, I was like, can't do this. I tried again, I couldn't do it. I think I finally got locked in on my third episode or third or fourth episode. That's when I actually started liking The Witcher. I mean, I started liking it exactly when they introduced Yennefer's character and Cirilla's character, everything. That's when it started making sense to me. But then initially, I really didn't like it, but I liked it, and now it's worth it. So everybody, you can go see The Witcher. Not go see The Witcher. You can actually watch The Witcher. I'm saying go see, like as if you're going to the cinema to watch it. Another series that I would like to review, not actually review, I'm just going to mention it, is Ozark. I don't like Ozark, and I do not know why. I feel like a lot of people actually like it because somebody recommended it to me, and then I was like, okay, let me try. It's not a bad story, it has a good storyline, but then I couldn't get past the fifth episode, and I don't know why. I don't even see myself going back to watch it. I'm like, okay, it's not worth it. I'm really not interested. Then Vikings Valhalla. Oh my god, I love Vikings Valhalla. It's definitely better than the original Vikings. I don't know what to even say about it because I love it so much, and I do not want to spoil it in case nobody has seen it yet. So everybody go and watch Vikings Valhalla so that we can talk about it. Vikings Valhalla is really like perfect. Freya, Harald, like everything is just good. I love Vikings because I like movies that are like that. I don't know what to call them. Is it fantasy? I don't know. Movies that are like sea, like Game of Thrones, that are like Vikings Valhalla, and that The Last Seven Kingdoms or something. Movies that are like that. What are they called? I don't even... What is their... Is it genre? What is... Exactly. What are they called? What, you know, like when movies are classified under sci-fi and all this stuff. What are they called? I don't know what they are called. But please, if you know, kindly tell me in the comment section. Then I've seen like two medical series in the past like few months, Good Doctor and New Amsterdam. I watched Good Doctor. I genuinely liked it. Good Doctor is perfect. But then maybe I'm being biased too, because then I personally just love medical series. I love wanting to learn new things. I love seeing things that I know nothing about, because obviously I'm not a medical student, so it looks like something interesting to me. So you could watch both medical series, Good Doctor and New Amsterdam. I'm not done in New Amsterdam though, but then I like it up to where I am at. And then another thing I would like to review is Too Hot to Handle. This season was not giving at all. I did not like this season of Too Hot to Handle. I am not even done with it. I started it the day it came out. I watched the first 5 episodes, but then since when the second set of episodes have come out, I've not gone there. It's released. I don't know why. It's just not giving me what Too Hot to Handle used to give. I feel like they could have done better with cast selection this year and all of that. But then my favorite season of Too Hot to Handle has to be season 2 and season 3. My favorite seasons. That's the season with Seb and Kayla, and the season with Emily and Cam. Those are like my favorite couples from Too Hot to Handle. And Emily and Cam, I feel like they're actually going to get married, because it's been like 3-4 years and they're like still together, and then Seb and Kayla too. Seb and Kayla are okay too. I feel like they'll go far, but then distance too. But Kayla and Em have moved in together. I say Kayla and Em. Cam and Em have moved in together. And then I don't know if you guys have heard this Cam song. The name of the song is Sorry. I like it. I don't know why I'm giving them free promotion, but then I love Cam, so I'm going to date. You guys can listen to Sorry. It's really nice. I said I'm sorry. I'll date the way my decisions. Can listen to the song. It's really nice. I love it. And they went on this vacation recently together, and it's so nice when you see like two different couples that you like individually come together to be like in a particular house, and like they filmed everything, and it was actually very nice. So I'm just really excited. I think that's all the series I'm going to do, because I wanted this episode to be like very short, to be like very brief. But then time is going, guys. But then I'm just like, okay. And then another thing I've been thinking about recently is like moving this podcast to YouTube. I don't know how to do it. I don't know my way around it. But I've been reading a lot of things, watching lots of videos, studying, trying to see if I can make that possible before the second episode of this season. If I can, I'll be so grateful. But please, if you have any idea how to do it too, I mean, no knowledge, please share your knowledge with me. Let me know what I can do. The best platform to use. Not best platform anyway, like the best... whatever, just let's leave it like that. And guys, I did not tell you guys that I am a graduate. Oh my god, I am a graduate. I completed my first degree August this year, and I'm so happy. I'm so grateful to God, because the end of the journey was better than the beginning. I've grown so much in the last year, even though I had to really work hard, but it was not by my power, it was by the grace of God. And I'm just so excited for the next journey, and you know, everything is just good. Life is good, God is good. And I'm happy for the people around me, because God has been really intentional about the people that he has placed in my life. My friends, my girls, Claudia and Choma. These are my best friends forever. They've been my really, literally my support system. So I'm grateful to them, to my family. Oh God, my family. They come through every time. Every time, my family. Above my family, I'm even going to talk about my sister, especially Pelumi. Hi, Pelumi. She's here, but she will not say anything. Don't mind her. Pelumi. And then just everyone, that person that's in one way or the other, showed me love this year. I love you too, and I'm so grateful, so happy that all of my friends, Ashley, baby, all of us, we came in together and we're graduating together. Like, there's nothing better. It's just, we're so excited. I'm so excited, and I'm happy to share this news with you guys. And you know, you guys just stay tuned for more episodes. This is not going to be the only time we're doing this year. More episodes are going to come, probably every week, every 3 days. I don't know, we'll find the momentum, we'll find a way to do it. I don't know how we're going to do, but we'll find a way. So I'm happy, I'm grateful. I hope you guys show me the love that you were showing me before. Like, comment, just like, comment, share. I love all of you and see you on the next episode. Bye. Have a nice day.